Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Derek Smith, host of Baylor Connections, well-known public address voice at McLean Stadium and the Farrell Center, and radio play-by-play broadcaster for Baylor Baseball. Hosting the conversation is KWBU President Joe Riley. This conversation was recorded December 2nd, 2020, in the KWBU studio.
Derek Smith, welcome to KWBU Central Texas Leadership Series. You're no stranger to KWBU. Yeah. You actually, I'm gonna start. We're gonna go through a whole list of what you are and have been, but let's back up, because when I first came 10 years ago, you were working for KWBU.
Yeah.
You were the news and public affairs director here at KWBU for a number of years.
That's right. Yeah, I was here in this job from 06 to 11 at KWBU, and I've been lucky to continue to stay involved since moving full-time to Baylor, you know, now through Baylor Connections and helping out with pledge drives and just generally staying close, so it's good.
You do stay close, and we really appreciate that. You're working for Baylor now, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you do for Baylor, but people know you as a voice. You know, I think people are most familiar with you as a voice, and you're the radio play-by-play broadcaster for Baylor Baseball, and then the public address voice at McLean Stadium and Farrell Center. Tell us a little bit of how in the world did you end up being the voice?
Yeah. Well, you know, I, as a kid, it's what I always wanted to do. I was always intrigued by the people I saw and heard talking, especially in sports, but really about anywhere. And I just kind of wanted to do it. And the long story short is when I got in high school, I got a couple opportunities just to try my hand at it because, you know, our JV games, no one probably really wanted to PA announce those games. So they gave me the chance to do it. And, of course, I really wanted to. And then I went to a small Christian school in Indiana called Anderson University where, you know, I was able to PA announce their games. And when I came to Baylor for grad school, I had a connection that enabled me to just kind of get my foot in the door doing softball, and it just kind of, every time an opportunity arose, I was able to take another step up until now I'm doing football and basketball and then radio for baseball too.
That is great, and I know there's stories to be told there. But there's more to it than that. You work for Baylor. You're a senior brand strategy specialist at Baylor in the marketing communications department. What does that entail?
So I get to write and sort of curate stories and coverage for Baylor Research. So that's been something that's popped up, you know, really, I would say, in the last year and a half as Baylor's really pushed towards becoming an R1 research university and is really investing money and focus and efforts into becoming that over the next few years. So I just really stay on top of Baylor Research and grants and projects that are interesting and then look for ways to share those. So, you know, they get stories that get shared on social media or on our research website, or, you know, a lot of those professors end up on Baylor Connections here on KWBU, and we do ad campaigns and just trying to help people see that Baylor is doing really important research, high-level research, and that we're growing into becoming an R1 or a top-tier Christian research university.
So, and you are the host of Baylor Connections here on KWBU. That's part of your job as the...
Yeah.
So you have to know an awful lot about Baylor University. Now, I know Baylor people know a lot about Baylor University, but you have to know more than they know in general. In the general Baylor population knows a certain amount. You've got to know a lot of details. What have you learned about Baylor that was surprising to you from your job, and I'd say in particular, being host of Baylor Connections?
Well, you know, Baylor Connections really has opened my eyes, even after having been here a while, to just how many interesting people we have, fascinating people, or with great stories, or doing important things. And I always knew we had those people, but to me, it's fun to get to hear their stories, you know, personally, and to have a format like Baylor Connections, you know, kind of like the whole NPR thing where it's more than just a soundbite where you get to delve into, you know, the stories behind them. You know, I think that we probably all tend to get a little caught up in our own area, you know, whether it's when I'm doing sports or when I was a student in the communications department. But when you start opening up and, you know, talking to someone in science and in the humanities, and then you talk to an administrator. I remember one of them that really stuck out to me was we had one of our guests was in charge of Baylor's endowment, and we did sort of an endowment 101 program. And I was learning all sorts of things about the endowment that I never knew, that I've even been able to talk to people about during, you know, during the pandemic. People have said, you know, for universities, well, why don't they just tap into their endowments? And I've been able to, in part because of that show, to know why to say you can't just do that, and, you know, how that money's earmarked. But then also, you know, the research stories and professors who are doing great cancer research and autism and just addressing really important things that I think sometimes you don't know what's going on in the buildings you walk by on campus, you know, whether it's a science building or whether it's, you know, Pat Neff Hall. But when you get to talk to the people and hear their stories, you get a real appreciation for the fact that we're doing some really cool stuff with people who have a real sense of mission behind what they're doing. It's not just a job.
I'm going to just give a little bit of plug for the program. For those who haven't actually listened to it, you really should. Every Friday, so it's a weekly show, mm-hmm. every Friday here on KWBU at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m., mm-hmm. Derek is on with Baylor Connections with somebody interesting. And in fact, monthly, I think you're talking with President Livingston.
Just about monthly, yeah. We've been really blessed that she comes on regularly and shares what's going on. And I think, you know, I know communicating to the Baylor family and the community is really important to her, so I appreciate that she comes on. I'd say it's probably about two or three times a semester.
They're also online, so you can find those mm-hmm. and listen to archived editions as well if you want to hear those interviews. Let's back up a little bit. Tell us about growing up. You grew mm-hmm. up in Indiana,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What were the pieces of your life that came together to lead you to where you are now? Oh, that's a big one to take.
Sure,
off,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, you know, looking back, I think I mentioned earlier, I was always intrigued by people who were speaking, our, you know, our pastors at church, the newsmen on TV. I guess as a kid, I was fascinated by the weatherman. My mom and dad tell me that I would, at the mall, in front of the mall map, I one time just started doing a mock weather report. So I guess I was always intrigued by that sort of stuff. And I became a sports fan as I got a little bit older and was fascinated by the announcers. And I particularly enjoyed listening to it on radio with my dad. We always had the radio on, and a big part of that is, so my dad's blind. He has a degenerative disease called retinitis pigmentosa that slowly took away his eyesight from the time he was in his late teens into his early 30s. And he had always had an appreciation for radio anyway, but obviously that even more so because, you know, if it's play-by-play, if you're listening to a ball game, the play-by-play is so much more detailed on the radio than it is on TV, or just the storytelling aspect, listening to the news, I remember Paul Harvey a lot. You know, if we go pick him up on our lunch break, you know, we always had Paul Harvey on, and just the storytelling aspect of radio was something that, looking back, I was becoming a big fan of without even really realizing it as a kid. But it was particularly the sports announcers that I was fascinated by. And I remember as a kid, you know, I'd announce fake games or when we'd be on the playground, you know, announcing our kickball, you know, our kickball games when I wasn't playing. And really, I just was blessed that I got opportunities along the way from there. You know, I guess I told people I was interested in that, and I had an aptitude for speaking. And so in high school, they gave me a couple of opportunities. They needed someone to PA announce the Powder Puff football game, and so that was the first thing I ever did. And then from there,
our high school, they needed someone to PA announce those, so I got to do that.
And really from there, it was just, you know, probably what most of us would tell someone young looking to break into the business. I just asked people for opportunities and looked for opportunities and was able to get them.
at Anderson University, where I went for undergrad, we had a commercial radio station, which was really a good opportunity because it, you know, we had to sell commercials, and it was a mix of professionals and students. So, you know, the general manager, the manager, the morning show host were professionals who had been in the business a long time. The salespeople were, but then it was students doing a lot of the air shifts. And so I always had an air shift and was a student manager. And that gave me a lot of really good experience, you know, from hosting a shift to doing production to covering the news in the community. I remember, you know, I was covering the 2000 election for the station, which was memorable. Which was a memorable night. But, you know, the point was they gave us really good opportunities to do real things. And then, so I was already doing the PA announcing for Anderson's basketball team. But then my senior year, they added basketball broadcasts to the station. So from there, I got to start doing some high school basketball broadcasts. And then the next year did our radio broadcasts for Anderson University and for local high schools. So it gave me a lot of good opportunities to get practice and find out that I did have an aptitude for it and that I loved it. And, you know, like they say, it kind of gets in your blood.
Yeah. Were there any particular mentors that you had along the way who encouraged you that stand out to you as this person really made a difference to me?
Mm-hmm. You know, in Indiana, I was lucky that we had at the commercial radio station. So it was kind of an interesting setup in that the general manager and the manager were also faculty in the university's communications department. So they were professors in some of the core classes we had, and then they were also running the radio station. And their names were Gary Brummett and Don Boggs and Matt Rust. And so they took a lot, you know, looking back, they had to deal with so many of our growing pains because, you know, we were all 18 to 22, and they've got a commercial radio station to, you know, that has to make money, to sell and make money. And they put up with all of our growing pains, but they were patient and encouraging and, you know, could sort of knew how to gently chide me when I needed to get better on something. And so that was really helpful with that group there. And then I've had a lot of people here at Baylor, too, who have been there.
What brought you to Baylor?
I knew at some point I kind of wanted to go to grad school, but I also, you know, wanted to announce and get a job and, you know, find sports broadcasting opportunities. And so my senior year of college was 9/11. So 9/11 happened pretty early in my senior year. And so there were a couple of opportunities that I thought I might have in Indiana that didn't, you know, or one in particular that didn't materialize. And so I just began to kind of think about, well, what's this is going to look like? I was still working in Anderson, which is my hometown also, the year after I graduated. But I started just kind of looking around at grad schools and trying to think of places that I might be able to go and, you know, maybe do some sports announcing. Well, I should have thought of Baylor right off the bat because the basketball coach at Anderson, his name was Denny Lanis, and he was also someone who I would include in that mentor, you know, because it was there that I was probably learning how to represent a program, you know, probably a couple hiccups along the way. But like one time I criticized our opponent over the PA system and learned not to do that. But they put up with the growing pains. But I would say he was a mentor, Denny Lanis. But his brother, Daryl Lanis, worked in the athletic department here for a long time and then helped form the S3 program, the sports sponsorship and sales. I think now it's called sports sponsorship and strategy department. But he'd been down here for a long time. And so I just mentioned to Coach Lanis that I was thinking about Baylor all of a sudden. And so he said, well, yeah, let's get you in contact with my brother. So got to talk to him. And one of the cool things for me about coming down here is, so even though I'm from Indiana, my mom has a lot of family here in Texas. So she grew up coming to Texas every year because my grandpa grew up a little bit east of Corsicana. And so she grew up coming here. And then my aunt and cousins, who we were close to, lived down here. And we had a lot of family down here, cousins of hers that we've stayed close to. So growing up, there was a stretch that we probably were coming down to Texas every couple of years to see family. So I had a lot of comfort level with Texas and coming down here. So we were already going to be coming down that summer to see them. So we just arranged to stop into Waco and meet with Dr. Lanis, Daryl Lanis, and, you know, he basically said, well, look, if you get in, we'll have find some opportunities for you here in the athletic department. And so I was able to get into the communications department in the Castelaw building, which is where KWBU was there as a student. Yeah, and went to grad school. And then I was also really blessed that, you know, John Morris, the voice of the Bears, was just really good to me and giving me opportunities and letting me pester him with questions and just always kind of helping me along the way. And, you know, he's someone else I'd say as we talk about mentors, you know, he just the way he carries himself and the way he handles himself and the kind of broadcaster that he is, just by watching him, you pick up a lot. But also just the way he treats people and the way he treated me was really important to me. And so that's really what brought me down here and sort of got my foot in the door with athletics.
For those who are just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series, and you recognize the voice of Derek Smith, who's the PA voice from Klain Stadium and Farrell Center and radio play-by-play broadcaster for Baylor Baseball and a host of Baylor Connections here at KWBU. You have you've done, I would say, I wasn't here when you got here, but you've a big portion of your life has been now in Texas, you in Indiana, and now in Texas. So your life has shifted.
It has, yeah.
You're married now. You have starting
wife Veronica.
How has all that changed your view of life and the way you live out your life and get things done? As you have grown, what are some of the things that you have learned while you've been here in Texas?
So you're right. I've been here. So it's hit me. I've been here 17 years now, which is kind of crazy for me to think about. But you know, so from age 23 to 40, so from single to married, from grad school, you know, to now having a full time job and everything. So that's, I'd say there's been probably a lot of changes. But I think one thing that I think stands out to me more, and even especially from the last few years, is hopefully realizing more the responsibility and just the honor that it is to represent Baylor and to, you know, whether it's here at KWBU or whether it's at the games or, you know, what it means to, that it's a privilege to have all those things. I think probably when you're younger, you're just kind of thinking about getting opportunities and trying to do a good job and, you know, get more opportunities. But somewhere along the way, I'd say I probably realized more what a privilege it is and, you know, trying to carry myself in a way befitting of that. Because, you know, you think about it, the fact that you all give me open microphone and Baylor gives me open microphones to speak for the university, you know, that's not a small deal. And I think I probably took that for granted in a way younger, but now I think that means more to me, and wanting to make sure everything I do sort of in alignment in a way that befits that.
People are they know you by your voice. You have people come up to you and recognize you because they hear you. They
occasionally.
Yeah?
Just often enough for me to like it.
Yes?
Yeah.
So you don't actually go into a grocery store and use your PA voice?
At least not wittingly, I guess. But Veronica, my wife, teases me that I do sometimes. Or when I answer the phone, that I automatically kind of shift into voice or whatever.
Give us a little bit of your voice. I've certainly heard you at the Farrell Center.
Sure. And the one I have memorized is, Baylor University and the Big 12 Conference promote good sportsmanship by student-athletes, coaches, and spectators. We request your cooperation by supporting the participants and officials in a positive manner. Profanity, racial or sexist comments, or other intimidating actions directed at officials, student-athletes, or team representatives will not be tolerated and are grounds for removal from this facility.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm sitting here with you, and I know that you don't have a script. You've got that down, and certainly then when there are certain plays, the excitement really comes through in your voice.
Yeah, so I'll yell, you know, when a player scores, I'll yell his or her name. Or in football, there's, you know, that's another Baylor first down, or on third down, we'll do some big things like that. I don't know if I should yell it in the microphone, or I might distort it and, you know, blow Brody out in the other room there.
How did sports end up being so important to you?
I just always enjoyed it. I think I like a big event and the energy around it. I also found, you know, at Anderson University with Denny Lanis, I realized how much I enjoyed being around a program and just seeing the ups and downs of that and watching them build towards something and, you know, having a very small role in that. But getting to kind of tell that story was something I enjoyed. I mean, honestly, I was always a sports fan. Growing up in Indiana, I loved the Indianapolis Colts, the Pacers, the Cincinnati Reds, and always enjoyed that. So I was always a fan. But I think from the standpoint of working with it, I just came to really like the energy of being at the ballpark or the arena or the stadium, you know, getting to see people that you are part of a team in the sense that, you know, PA announcing wise, you know, there's a whole Baylor athletics marketing team that has to execute the video that plays while you're talking, the timing of things, the sponsors. And so I like that aspect of being on a team. But also from the standpoint of working with a team, you know, like with the Baylor baseball program, I got to start doing their games the first year that head coach Steve Rodriguez was head coach. So watching him and his staff build from a first year that didn't have a great win and loss success, but seeing the progress they were making to making the NCAA tournament to, you know, dealing with injuries and coming back from them. Like, I like being a part or just having a chance to see that up close and watch a program grow.
Is there any particular game that stands out in your mind as, this one was different, this one going to stick with me?
Mm-hmm. Probably each sport has its own. Football-wise, I'd have to say there was the 61-58 win over TCU, McLean Stadium's first year, was fantastic. I mean, that was a never to be forgotten game. The first game at McLean Stadium was also just really cool because I remembered, you know, obviously seeing what they'd come from at Floyd Casey to that was very exciting. But I think my favorite football game would have to be the one that I just probably will, you know, immediately get a certain feeling when I think about it, would be the last game at Floyd Casey where Baylor football won their first Big 12 championship, because that was the game that we had. I think it was the coldest game in Baylor history. We had ice fog over the stadium. It was a look that you almost never see here in Texas, and it just made you feel like, okay, something's in the air tonight, literally. But, you know, Baylor beat Texas, and you know, it was cold, and there was just a ton of energy. And then we had a big ceremony down on the field that, you know, I got to be a part of. And so just all of that just felt like such a big moment for Baylor and for the program. And you knew we were turning the corner to a new stadium, but it was just a special night to close out Floyd Casey Stadium that way and win the first ever Big 12 title. Basketball-wise, there's been a lot of exciting games that I've got to call with basketball, some buzzer beaters and things like that. I think, with the Lady Bears, it's become an annual thing, but it never gets old celebrating the Big 12 titles at the end of each regular season. Now 10 of those in a row, and that's those games when you know it's about to happen, you just always have a little added adrenaline going in there and celebrating those. And the Lady Bears have had some close wins, some big wins over UConn a couple times over the years, which that's always a big deal because they're usually up at the top of the rankings or close to it, just like we are. Some of the time when Brittany Griner and that 2012 national championship team, a lot of great games there. And then on the men's side, there's just been a lot of buzzer beater, a lot of close ball games. I remember a win over Kansas a few years ago that we thumped them pretty good, and that was really exciting. I think that in recent years, last year, Baylor just found a way to win a lot of close ball games with last couple years, with Jared Butler and some of the young guys on the team leading the way. And, it's funny, basketball, there's so many, it's harder to pick well, you know, there's six or seven football games a year, so those stand out a little bit more. But that's why I kind of love the everyday, or not quite everyday, nature of basketball. But, you know, you've got a game, couple games a week generally, and so if you have a loss, you come back the next day and try to shake it off, or the next week and shake it off. And so I like that aspect. And then with baseball and softball, when I was doing softball, there was a game in the World Series which Baylor had at the time, and I think it still is, the biggest comeback in college World Series history, down 7-0 in the college softball 7 innings. We're down 7-0 in the 6th inning and came back to beat Kentucky in the World Series to advance to the Final Four. And then with Baylor baseball winning the Big 12 tournament 2 years ago, or actually almost 3 years ago now, against TCU, a walk-off base hit by Shea Langeliers in a game that was just back and forth. And it was the first time Baylor had ever won the Big 12 tournament.
I'm going to pull this around to this being the Central Texas Leadership Series. You have grown into a real leader in your own right, and you certainly have talked with many leaders here at Baylor and otherwise, and gotten to know leaders from all different backgrounds. What is the most important character trait of a leader that you have found?
I would probably, I think I'd probably put a few things together. Obviously, integrity would be first and foremost in a lot of ways, because everything else springs from that. But I think one thing that's really maybe stood out to me from whether it's watching, my dad owned a small business, so he had a really service mentality in terms of serving the customers. And one thing I've learned from broadcasting games is preparation and being prepared for the game. So I would say integrity is number one, but I think trying to approach what you do, with excellence. But for me, I think what stands out is always being prepared, taking the extra time to learn a few extra details that could make the difference. And, I'm not hammering out business deals or leading a large organization, but I am trying to have good conversations or broadcast a good game. And so for me, it's doing that extra homework, taking the extra time to research a little bit more and make sure I understand the situation better. And then also approach it, from a service, like you're trying to realize you're serving people. When it's a Baylor Connections broadcast, you're trying to invite them in someone else's world. And so I want to make sure I do enough work to make sure I understand that person's world so that I can adequately set them up, kind of like you are with this, to ask questions that bring good conversation. And from sports, it's an escape for people. And so to make sure I'm well prepared to say the things that need said or to illuminate the details that people might not know or get otherwise. And then also to serve Baylor by doing so in a professional way and in a way that hopefully makes people want to learn more.
Well, Derek, I want to say we certainly appreciate you here at KWBU.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And I know our listeners do as well. And I want to thank you for coming out this one extra time and actually talking today and letting us get to know you a little bit better here on the Central Texas Leadership Series. Thank you.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate it. It's fun to be on this side and to talk to you all in this way. I appreciate all you and Brody and the whole team do and all the hard work that you put in that people don't even know behind the scenes. I do get to see it, so I appreciate it and appreciate being on with you.
This conversation was recorded December 2nd, 2020, in the KWBU studio.